Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And listen to this from Donald Trump in his New Hampshire victory speech talking about the unemployment rate.
Don't believe those phony numbers when you hear 4.9 and 5% unemployment. The number's probably 28, 29, as high as 35. In fact, I even heard recently 42%. Do you think we'd have
42%? It's nearly 10 times the official unemployment rate, which is 4.9%. Let's look at how he got there. Ali Velshi is host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. He's with us from New York. Hi, Ali.
Good to talk to you, Jeremy.
So let's start with the unemployment rate that we get from the Labor Department,
yep,
which right now is 4.9%. How do they calculate that?
Right. So this is the result of a survey where they ask people if they have actively looked for a job in the past 4 weeks. Now, I always say when I report this number that it's the least important number you should look at because it's 4.9% of a moving target. There are more important and better numbers to look at. It's not all that representative. 4.9% doesn't mean that 95.1% of people are employed. So that point is correct that Donald Trump makes. It's when he went further and started talking about what the unemployment rate actually is that got a little confusing.
Well, how does he get up to 42%?
Okay, so the number 4.9%, there are six different numbers that the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is part of the Department of Labor, puts out. This is the U3 number. There's something called the U6, which is underemployment. If you add the number of people who are underemployed to the number of people who report that they've been looking for a job in the past 4 weeks, you get to 9.9%. So that is double the unemployment rate. If you take out seasonal adjustment, because there are some jobs that are just seasonal and the Bureau of Labor Statistics for statistical reasons evens it out, you get as high as 10.5%. So that's what we look at. I mean, if somebody were saying how many people are unemployed, I'd say, well, about 10.5% of the population is either unemployed, actively looking for a job, or needs more work than they earn. Now, you can get even higher than that. You can get to 12.3% if you talk about the 4.4 million workers who are missing from the workforce. Missing means they haven't reported in. They're not actively looking for a job. They're not seeking unemployment insurance. They haven't been surveyed. They've just sort of disappeared. You can get to about 12.3%. That's about as high as people who study this can comfortably go in saying what the unemployment rate is. So 4.9%, I'll give Donald Trump the fact that that's not an accurate number to use. Getting to 42%, and I know how he did it, that's a stretch.
Well, how did he do it, though? Did he include retirees? Is he including children?
So look at it this way. The number that I actually like is the workforce participation rate. Basically, about 60% of the entire working age population is working. Now, that means that 40% are not working. That's what he's looking at, 42%. That includes the very elderly, the retired, the sick, those who will not work because of a disability, and we know that because they're getting Social Security disability or workers' compensation, students who are of working age but are getting a degree or are still in high school, parents who voluntarily stay home to look after their children. If you take all of that together, you get to roughly 40%. Not sure you can get exactly to 42, but you can get to just a little under 40%.
Well, it's good to know that we don't have a 42% unemployment rate. Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. Thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure, Jeremy.